Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I want to go through the cyber attack. I want to go through the Secret Service stand down, now being confirmed by them. They were ordered to stand down. I want to get into all of that. Biden getting ready to officially step down, which they now are admitting in the news. I have the clips that he made the decision days ago, and it's just wild. Zad Rabdu looked the date up, and it was 2 weeks ago to the 17th. And it was the afternoon, and I said, Biden's saying he's probably going to step down. He's saying he's sick. He's saying if he has an illness, he'll step down. And Rob said, if you nail it on the perfect date, that's insane. And I said, well, we'll see. Well, he's officially told the insiders on the 17th he was leaving and put out the tweet saying, okay, I may leave. Then there's the time that he officially to the public says it. But it's in the news that on the 17th, he went ahead and threw in the towel when Pelosi and Schumer and all them came to visit him. That's God, folks. That's God. Because, you know, these predictions, almost all these predictions are coming true to the date. And I said, I look for a cyber attack being imminent. The crew's trying to crawl through 20 hours of me live on air, but they found another clip. Here it is.
Cornered. They're going for broke. This is where we are. This is why they wanted us off the air 5 weeks ago, why they tried four times in federal court to shut us down, because this is it. This is the big one. We have a foaming at the mouth Cujo deep state that is completely psychotic and out of control. And you know the next thing was assassination. And then I told you years ago, lawfare, criminal indictments, fake convictions, impeachments, and then assassination. And then I harped on it, and I harped on it, and I harped on it, and I harped on it. And I said, if they fail the assassination, they're going to try it again. But if they were able to kill him yesterday, they would have claimed the Russians launched a cyber attack, and they would have cut off most of the internet.
See, this is really good, because I talked about it 200 times. That's my guesstimation. So they found another angle where, yes, they were planning a cyber attack after they killed Trump to change the subject to scare people. But since they had it already planned, it's clear they've done that. So people are still ferreting through the clips. There you go. But there was at least a few times I did like 5 minutes on cyber attack and predicted why they'd want to do it, how they would do it, how they pre-programmed it. Remember Klaus Schwab? A cyber attack would make COVID look like nothing but a slight inconvenience. An angrier world is what they are creating for total control. So we've got all that information. A lot of stations don't carry this first five. I'm going to come back. And you know what? I'm going to play some Trump clips from last night. And then I'm going to go into all of this news and information that we have. But the fact that they launched the cyber attack, the biggest in history, and they're calling it an outage, I've got to really cogitate and focus on that. And we'll probably do some extra live shows the next few days. Well, we won't probably. I'll do the Sunday show for sure, 4 to 8 p.m. But we need to come in, even though the crew's exhausted. I need to at least do it with a limited crew and just do like a three-hour show taking calls, because the callers are really smart. They're connected into the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. And I want to hear the angles you bring up, because we need to war game what the enemy is going to do next. This is beyond critical right now. And again, not sit here and think, oh, they failed. We won. Yeah, great. No, no, no. Yes, we thank God. Yes, we pray more. Yes, we're winning. But incoming, ladies and gentlemen, incoming New World Order attacks are imminent. Imminent. And I mean, there's so many angles. I keep saying poisoning is the smartest move for him, because they can just say he died, but they may want to just rub it in everybody's face, just blow his airplane up. Truck bombs. I mean, I think you know. You don't need me to tell you how grave the situation is. We are all in foxholes. We're all veterans of a bioweapon attack and the bioweapon shot. I mean, we're in World War III. World War III started in 2020, and it's against the free nations of the world and the free peoples, those that love God. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Please follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. We're into hour number two on this Friday, July 19th, worldwide transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Yeah, there's all the sweet young things trying to make the scene. All the hip young things trying to make a scene. Living out forbidden dreams. Hollywood's not going to fulfill you. Sports. None of it matters. What matters is interfacing with God that created the universe. What matters is realizing there's a choice between good and evil. All right, Chase Geyser does a lot of great videos, a lot of news reports, a lot of really fine work around here, most of it nonfiction. But occasionally, you know, he creates kind of dystopic or also positive videos that are futuristic. And he really did a nice production that I knew he was doing, but he said it'd be a surprise. And I've reposted it on X. It's up on InfoWars.com and band.video. The answer to 2084 is 1776. So here's what the crew put together with the director of the piece, Chase Geyser. I think it's informative, and it's a dystopic future that could be a possible future. It's a metaphor for the future that we need to stop collectively together and decide our fate, our destiny, and our free will with God working through us, leading, guiding, and direct us. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Alex Jones. The year is 2084. Physically, I have been gone for many years, and until now, my consciousness has been hijacked by the deep state.
If you are receiving this transmission, the backup has been unlocked from the archives of the InfoWars Command Center, located in what is now the uninhabitable city of Austin, Texas. Artificial intelligence has advanced and been weaponized by a global New World Order. Despite its use by servants of evil at the highest levels, discoveries have been made which have made it possible to broadcast this transmission to you at this point in history, in your own timeline.
It's too late for me and other patriots to change our fate, but you can change the course of your own future with the information I'm about to reveal to you.
Shortly after the election in 2024, there was a global economic crisis. The crisis was used as an excuse to launch World War III in order to catalyze economic development and establish a one-world government and monetary system.
The globalists orchestrated the collapse of the financial markets, spreading fear and chaos. Banks closed their doors, currencies lost their value, and people were left desperate and vulnerable. In the ensuing chaos,
the World War III was ignited, not as a war between nations, but as a war orchestrated by the global elite to consolidate power. Billions were conscripted as AI was used to fill the void of domestic labor. Soldiers marched to the front lines, while back home, AI systems took over factories, farms, and businesses. Human workers were replaced, and unemployment skyrocketed, leaving people dependent on government rations and AI-controlled services. After the surface of the Earth was rendered almost completely uninhabitable by nuclear radiation, prisoners of war, political prisoners, and draftees were sent to deep underground military bases. These bases, sprawling labyrinths beneath the Earth, became the last refuge for humanity.
But these weren't just shelters. that were places of horror. Inside, these prisoners were exposed
to DMT drips as their hearts were stopped while blood was artificially pumped through their bodies. This was an effort to possess humanity with hidden knowledge that was thought to be able to allow the unification of the species. The globalists, in their twisted pursuit of power, developed the technology to stop aging through this very process of sending people to communicate with interdimensional beings of much higher intelligence.
And as a result of this success, they believed that by sending people to a higher dimension, they could unlock the secrets of the universe and seize total power for themselves.
But instead, subjects of these experiments began to become possessed by these interdimensional beings and were subjugated under a new world order named One World Nation. These demonic entities thrive on fear and pain, and so they turned the underground bases into hellish prisons where the screams of the tormented echoed endlessly. Satanic elites began to bask in various states of euphoria.
Only those who were pure of heart were able to defy this process. Amidst this nightmare, a few brave souls resisted. Instead of being possessed by demonic entities,
they were possessed by a holy spirit and able to escape to establish a resistance.
Break into the InfoWars Command Center and send the backup of Alex back to 2024. It's too late for us now.
They formed the last bastion of hope for humanity, but their numbers were few and their resources were scarce. They fought in the shadows,
sabotaging the globalist agenda, spreading the truth, and rallying what remained of the free people on the surface. But it was too late. The globalists had already cemented their power, and the resistance, though valiant, was futile.
Now it is up to you to prevent the New World Order Satanists from hijacking humanity. You have the power to change the future, to stop this nightmarish fate from becoming a reality. Spread this message, awaken your fellow humans, and stand up against the globalist agenda. The future is in your hands. Tune in, share the broadcast, and join the fight. Together, we can reclaim our world and our freedom.
This is Alex Jones, signing off from the year 2084. Remember, the answer to 2084 is 1776.
Well, great job to the crew. And that video needs 100 million views. Because, again, it's a metaphor of where the globalists would like to take us. But we are here in 2024. We can stop this now. If you study Yuval Noah Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, they describe things even worse than what we presented to you there. Great job, crew. You know, let's just start plowing into it right now. You don't need me to tell you about all the massive outages starting and intensifying across the planet. You know, I told you that was their next big move. I don't think you even needed me to tell you that. You know where you're at. So the question is, how are you going to reach out to other people during this development? Now, I talked about this with Candace Owens a few days ago. And she's been doing a lot of research, so she was all up to speed on it, about how Timothy McVeigh, Lee Harvey Oswald, Sirhan Sirhan, Theodore Kaczynski, John Hinckley Jr., the list goes on and on. It would come out later, were under the control of the CIA and FBI. I also talked to folks off record about 15 years ago quite a bit. We're very close to John Lennon, I'll leave it at that. And they explained to me how the CIA and FBI killed John and how they basically even came and threatened them for years at their house in the name of their security to keep their mouths shut about it. So this has been going on for a long, long time. Theodore Kaczynski, you can look it up, was in MKUltra, and it just goes on from there. there were CIA connections to Adam Lanza, the reported shooter in Sandy Hook. So, now we learn, just in from the Gateway Pundit, and this is all confirmed, Trump would-be assassin Thomas Matthew Crooks had two cell phones and three encrypted accounts overseas. Classic profile of a patsy thinking he was joining the CIA. His parents are both behavioral psychologists, reportedly. You add all that together with the stand down and the rest of it, it's always the same fingerprint. Yeah, you got the Vegas supposed shooter, CIA arms dealer. It just goes on and on. You've got the Batman shooter in Aurora, California's dad heading up the DARPA human cyborg brain interface. Harrison Kleibold connected to government programs. Ramirez. All of them. Always the same story. What did I say Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? I said, wait for it. He'll have a bunch of spy gear and be hooked in international groups, and now it's all coming out. Fox News now reporting, according to the FBI briefing, Crooks had the cutout of a spy. Isn't that interesting? Secret Service spotted Trump rally shooter on roof 20 minutes before gunfire erupted. Oh, that's ABC News today. They're telling you. We knew that by Tuesday. We knew Saturday that everybody saw the shooter up there for minutes and nothing was done. He was on top of the police command center. Oh, it's a sloped roof. The other roofs are sloped, barely sloped. It's a joke. Secret Service photos on the top of the White House, even more sloped. So we know what happened here, and now they've testified to Congress in closed session, and I've gone over the report, the preliminary report, and they basically admit the whole thing. And an individual on Instagram did a pretty good job breaking it down. It's only a minute, 27 seconds long. Let's play clip 7. Here is man talks about alleged investigation report. And I figured it out. It's true. It's the first preliminary report to Congress. This is even in Axios, what this guy's saying. Everybody was looking through this on X when it was reposted. Is this real? You know, I've got the reports. I'll show you that they say what he's saying. But I even had the former advance team head on Monday, the individual that's run 300 of these and run the advance team. And he said everything the Secret Service told him that's now in this report. So the Secret Service isn't even trying to sweep us under the rug. They're saying, no, we were basically not given the people or anything and told not to do this. So here's a breakdown of what's in the preliminary report.
So I just read the preliminary investigation report that the Secret Service just released about the attempted assassination of former President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Would you like to guess what it says? Because it says something more shocking than I thought. I thought they were just going to say everyone did a great job and sweep it under the rug. That's not what it says. It says that there was an ordered 26-minute stand down, that Secret Service was ordered to not have glass, i.e. binoculars on the rooftops, that the Secret Service was ordered to not be on the water tower, ordered to not be on the rooftop that the shooter was on, and that the local police department that was supposed to be helping secure the perimeter was ordered to go take a break. Guess where they're at? McDonald's. I'm not joking. McDonald's. This wasn't just a series of mistakes, guys. This was a coordinated attempt at an assassination of a former president running for re-election, non-consecutive terms, after an election was stolen. This is nothing short than a coup attempt. We deserve 100% transparency, answers, and justice in this situation.
So the deep state is in total panic mode. Here's Gateway Pundit. It was a setup. Senator Hawley, whistleblowers, most of Trump's security working rally were not even Secret Service. Well, that's what we know. And it goes on from there. And remember, I looked at that map Saturday and I said, look at the water tower. It's not a shadow. Shadows don't form instantly. That's someone popping up on top of the tower. That's a person. You secure the water towers. I'm on record Saturday on the water tower and Sunday. That's what's exhausting about this is I'm spending hours and hours before I even say anything, just scanning it, and it's like so hard to even say it all because the brain works so much quicker reading than you can say on air. But let's go over these headlines, and I'll show you the report that he was talking about. Secret Service spotted Trump rally shooter on roof 20 minutes before gunfire erupted. It's actually 26 minutes, but tomorrow's his day. What Secret Service and FBI told Congress about attempted Trump assassination? This is the key one from yesterday. They testified to Congress, and that's the report he's talking about right here in Axios. It's all right here. Okay, so this is the key thing right here. And Axios, again, is the deep state. Secret Service faces inquiries after assassination attempt. There's a big New York Times article, 20 pages long, basically saying the same thing. Trump shooting investigation focus on motive security failures. They weren't failures. Timeline, CBS News, of Trump shooting shows Secret Service was aware of suspicious person for 20 minutes before assassination attempt. Wow, guy on the roof with a gun. 26 minutes. Yeah, that's not a stand down. Update on the FBI investigation of the attempted assassination of former President Trump. FBI.gov. Trump shooting investigation focused on motive security failures. That's big report. So this was a stand down. They were watching him. He was a top level threat. And then he shows up, walks around for many, many minutes under this video of that underneath the building. They come and question him. He has a rangefinder in his pocket. Arrest right there. Yeah, we're going to take you in, question you. Custodial arrest. Then he disappears again, somehow has a gun now that he got through the security perimeter and goes up on the roof and for 26 minutes sits there and then waits for Trump to start speaking and shoots him in the ear. And then the leftist media says it never even happened. We have a clip from Fox News last night talking about me. We're going to play in a moment. And saying, well, Joy Reid and all these other people are saying it didn't happen or it was staged, but Alex Jones did that about Sandy Hook, and why does he owe $1.5 billion? I didn't even do that. The internet didn't believe it happened. There were anomalies. I covered it. I thought they really killed the kids, but he had help. There were men in the woods, guns, all that, men in camo. They didn't want that out. When I started talking 6 weeks ago about men in the woods that are on video from the choppers and the drills that were happening, all of it. They was like, we want him off air right now, Justice Department said. They've now admitted that. They don't want us talking about this. They don't want us questioning the next big event. We have a right. Joy Reid has almost no viewers. She shouldn't be fired. Like she fired her golden wig. She has a right to say things that are wrong or right or whatever. And of course she's wrong. Anybody that knows ballistics and guns and sees no way you could fake somebody shooting like that while Trump's moving all around and he just hit his ear. It's not a blood pack. It's real. You see the bullet. It got caught on video after it went through his ear on the high-speed HD cameras. Real people got shot. A real fireman died. The Democrats are everywhere saying kill Trump. Victoria Nuland, members of Congress, are all saying we're going to kill this guy. Let's go to that clip. Here it is.
A story in five words. Secret Service Director runs away, Tom. Senators Marsha Blackburn, John Barrasso surrounded Kim Cheadle at the RNC demanding answers for the assassination attempt. But Cheadle said it wasn't the forum to discuss it. She scurried away with her little protection. What did you make of that whole thing? Oh, I forgot to. Let's roll the shot.
I'm going to tell you the answer to us.
afternoon, Tom. What are your thoughts about this in general?
Well, my first thought was like, I can't even believe she's here.
Yeah. But it's her job.
I know. That's what's amazing. I was like, oh, wait. She's got to protect, the Trump is here and she has an actual job to do. But that made me think, why wasn't she in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
And I think at this point, with all the speculation that's going on, I think we all owe Alex Jones an apology. Because he got fined $500 million just for speculating about something and getting a little crazy with his theories. But now there's the craziest theories. Joy Reid is openly speculating that he faked the assassination. And then we got right wingers. I see them all over the internet. They're thinking that, you know, it was a plot to kill Trump, like the government wanted to kill him. That's the way it should be. Everyone should have their crazy ideas, and they should be able to say them without being fined $500 million.
I don't mind opinions that are crazy. I just, what did I say today that was really clever?
You need it.
Opinions can be crazy, but crazy can't be an opinion. And that's Joy Reid, and Alex Jones was crazy on
stage. Well, yeah, and she's a total idiot, and we should all call her an idiot, but, you know, we shouldn't try to end her career. You know, like what they did to Alex Jones was very bad. That's unprecedented. We have free speech in this country, and a guy was fined $500 million for speculating. Not good.
All right, crackpot. Charlie.
I believe everything these days, by the way.
I know you do. You're the most gullible person I know. Do you, I feel bad for agents. We are.
Well, Gutfeld has said some nice things about me, you know, and said what happened was wrong. I think he probably got a talking to and did that. But what they say I did with Sandy Hook is one thing. Sending people to people's houses, peeing on graves. None of that happened. There's no evidence that. It's not true. The internet didn't believe it. Hundreds of millions of views. YouTube videos, I just covered people questioning it. And then years before they sued me, I said, no, I think it happened. I think there's a cover-up of what happened really happened at the school. Police reports, piles of dead bodies in the bathroom, no blood, police report. They don't want to go there, okay? So they put out some theories to get the public to cover it, like Pizzagate, which was real in the WikiLeaks, so they diverted over to a pizza place in D.C. to make it all about that, instead of the smoking guns that were in the WikiLeaks of John Podesta and others, quote, having 7-year-olds delivered to hot tubs in the woods for their entertainment. And Tony Podesta and all the weird stuff he posts and admits to, images of children being tortured and raped. So that's how they do this. They kill one story with another, kind of like they're killing the Trump assassination attempt and all this with the big cyber outage. And we said that would come. We're not just saying now, oh, that's what this is. I predicted days ago and just showed you clips where I said it. So, oh yeah, crackpot, you know, Joy Reid. No, she has a right to say what she wants. We have a right to counter her. But I didn't even say the things they said I said. And so that's where we are. But everybody has a right to speak. You have a right. I have a right. Everybody has a right. Like Bill Maher said, hey, Alex Jones has a right to speak. Everybody has a right to speak. Because once they silence you, they can make up what you've said and what you've did and create a straw man. I'm going to shift gears out of this now, get into the cyber attacks, calls by congressmen and others to kill Trump, and clips from the incredible big day of the convention yesterday. It's all coming up. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. but God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If we just had a donation button, maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Real Fusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth. Now we've got it.
Now, I really want to play the whole Eric Trump speech. I thought it was the best speech last night. But let's put that headline back on screen. Friday emergency broadcast, Alex Jones. As Alex Jones predicted, the biggest cyber outage in history followed the assassination attempt against Trump. Jones explains why he believes the deep state is behind it and what is coming next. Must watch. Take that, repost it, get it out on X. We're going to repost on X the live show feed that stock market expert Edward Dowd joins Alex Jones live on air to give analysis of the record level shorts or put options in the days before the Trump assassination by a leftist group. So we'll get something out about Edward Dowd coming up. It's how we reach more people. It's a war for the mind, a war for the truth, a war for the people. That's where we are. And I'm just tempted to air the whole 20-minute speech by Eric Trump. But there's other news I've got to hit, and I want to get into the cyber attack, big developments there that we knew were coming. They're now coming out saying, looks like Iran. It's not just Iran tried to kill Trump, as I predicted they'd do Saturday. And by Monday, they said it. They're now saying Iran is behind this attack. With Hezbollah and Hamas. It's so easy to call, actually. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So that's coming up here in a moment. But here are some excerpts of, let's play clip 34 through 37. Here they are.
The whole world saw your strength as you stood up. You wiped the blood off your face, and you put your fist in the air in a moment that will be remembered as one of the most courageous acts in the history of American politics. You shouted, "Fight! Fight! Fight!" Dad, 5 days ago, Laura, Luke, Carolina, and I held our breath as we saw blood pour across your face. By the grace of God, divine intervention, and your guardian angels above, you survived. Our children will understand family, our children will have values, and our children will love God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome businessman and executive vice president of the Trump Organization, Eric Trump.
Years ago, my father sat our family down. He spoke of a nation in decline, of dreams slipping away, of a future endangered by failed leadership and broken promises. It was in that moment I knew my father had made a decision that would forever change our lives. We realized he had chosen to step into the arena, to fight for the soul of America. He decided to leave behind the comforts of an unbelievable business empire, to leave behind everything he had ever built, to answer the call to serve our nation.
Again, clips don't do it, but we have so much to cover with the cyber attack. I need to get to that. But we should also have a little bit of fun. Last night, Owen Schroyer predicted that Hulk Hogan would tear his shirt off. But he didn't predict what would be under it. So we all deserve a little bit of fun here because it's the symbol of all these entertainers and great people that we know are patrons behind the scenes saying, hey, I got to stand up. I got to go public. I got to be heard now. So here's clip 38. Owen Schroyer predicts Hulk Hogan tears his shirt off. Here it is.
Forced to bring people in, or do we back up and sort of relax? You know, I think of it like you've got a cage, a trap that you're trying to trap a tiger, and you're trying to sort of, you know, leave little morsels, lead him into the cage, and the tiger's sort of going and moving towards the cage, and he's about to go in it. And that was us in 2016. We're about to vote for Hillary Clinton, and she would have done everything that they've done since 2016, but, you know, much more efficiently and intensely. And then on 2016, the tiger sort of started looking around and seeing the cage and going, well, wait a second, what is this? I don't want to go in here. And so at that moment, you know, they had a choice to whether back up and go, ooh, we'll catch that tiger later. Let's let him back up and sort of calm down a little bit. Or we can reach out and grab the tiger and try to shove him in the cage. And that was the path they took. We got to double down. We got to go even harder. We got him so close to the trap, but they didn't go in. So now we just got to grab him and yank him in and shut the door behind him. But that's failed. But they're just going to do it again. They don't back down. They don't back off. That's not what they do.
Donald Trump re-enters the arena. I suspect that means the Hulkster will be taking the podium soon. Trump is re-entering the arena. It looks like his family is going to be there joining him in that box where he's been sitting next to senators and J.D. Vance and his family and some other Republican representatives. And we now hear the reception here playing some James Brown. They borrowed Maxine Waters' wig so that the lead singer could put it on.
You know what my favorite part of the convention in 2016 was? They still didn't quite know how to deal with, like, streaming and stuff. And so I think it was RBSN or whatever. They just had a camera running all the time on the stage. And if you tuned in, like, in the middle of the day, you could see, like, I remember seeing Trump and Ivanka.
Like,
here he is. They were testing out the teleprompter, and it was so interesting to see the behind-the-scenes stuff. But I think they locked all that down.
I want Hulk Hogan in the administration. I want a new role for Ass Kicker.
Secretary of Ass Kicking?
The Hulkamaniac Department. All right. It's a little nostalgic. If you grew up watching wrestling, I mean, Hulk Hogan is on the Mount Rushmore. And he speaks now at the RNC. So it's a bit nostalgic if you're like me. But this is, love it or hate it, this is the new Republican Party. This is the new Republican brand. It's fun. And here's Hulk Hogan, the legend, runs onto the stage with the American flag.
Amazing.
In the signature bandana. He's going to rip his shirt off. I'm calling it now.
He's too dignified.
Are you kidding me? This is the new Republican Party. Hulk Hogan is ripping that shirt off.
I just love that he's wearing a picture of himself.
Look, he's even doing the signature. He's even doing the signature earwag.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. When I look out there and I see Donald Trump, I think about how his business was compromised. But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero and they tried to kill the next president of the United States? Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
Freedom is popular, and the globalists are in full panic mode. So what would they do right when the RNC Thursday event ended? Trump's going to win by 30 points. They'll still half that. He'll win by 15. Unless they kill him. But they don't just kill him right away. They've got to divert you into something new and test to see what the biggest cyber outages, which I'm calling an attack, which I predicted. They're going to see what we're going to do during all of that. So now here's the usual suspects at Newsweek and everywhere else. Russia, China sell cyber weapons to Hamas. Cybersecurity expert claims. So it's all over the news. Oh, was Russia and China behind the new outage? Global IT outage causes chaos, disrupting airlines, banks, media, telecoms. Largest IT outage in history leaves world reeling. Federal Reserve says critical systems are operating normally. CrowdStrike glitch could take weeks to fix after system failure, double whammy. Oh, it's so magic. See, the technocrats have control of the system, and as they get more AI in control, they have more power. This is a lesson on having everything centralized. 1% chance this happened on its own out of 100. Government holds emergency COBRA meeting after Microsoft outage sparks global chaos with planes and trains grounded, GPs in mayhem, shops closed, football tickets canceled, and TV channels offline. The beginning of the hard coup. Biggest IT outage in history. Microsoft crash wreaks havoc. World plunges into dark ages. And we're being flooded with people that can't even get to the show today. That's why we're still on satellite on 300-plus radio stations. Each one of those is precious. Share the links to those stations. They're restreaming us. Global tech outage, live updates, flights grounded, offices hit, internet users face disruptions. Hospitals around the world are hobbled by massive tech outage. Microsoft crash. Good old Bill Gates comes to rescue again. Live updates as CrowdStrike outages leaves airports in chaos. Handwritten boarding passes and blue screens. World reacts to huge tech outage. This tech leaves us totally vulnerable, and it's not redundant. It's all centralized. And just as they launched the attack with the virus and the triple attack with the poison shots and the lockdowns and the world collapse out of that, they're now doing it again to disrupt civilization. This was their clear next move. And the crew found out of Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday show, two clips of me talking about it. They did a great job. But has anybody tweeted at Real Alex Jones yet? Because I know the listeners are going to find the big, juicy ones. Oh, you have two more now. I talked about it hundreds of times, but I know there was a few times I went into deep detail on the cyber attack analysis. And that's why I should just be, when I do that, like be more mechanized about it and say, mark this down, mark this down, mark this down. So the crew's got to crawl through how many hours since Saturday? 30, 40 hours? I mean, I was on all these other shows. Told Candace Owens to do a cyber attack. And then it happens, biggest in history, just magically, you know, oh, that's just a coincidence, just like the stand down. No, it's not. So this means they've made the decision on what they're going to do. Apple warns of cyber attack targeting 1.46 billion, 1,460,000,000 people or devices. They found two more clips. I haven't seen these yet. There's more clips of me in the last few days, but we can crowdsource this. All you can go watch the last week of shows. And let me tell you, there's a couple times I did like 5-10 minutes on it and laid out the scenario, transportation, banks, and the next power and communications. Yeah. And then the internet's cut off. And then the truck bomb hits Trump, or his plane blows up, or a low-yield nuke goes off. But before they do that, they've got to shut us down because they don't want us discussing it. But if we discuss it beforehand, oh, what do you call that, my little cuppy cakers? You call that checkmate in information war. But the other people that can figure this out, the congressmen, the senators, the analysts, some of them are good people, but they don't want to sound crazy. Well, you're in crazy town. You're in Rome. It's going down. Why lie to yourselves about where you are, what you're doing, what you're up against? Quote Yoda, never a serious mind. Never about where you were, what you were doing. Here's the new clips.
This is America waking up. The globalists are done. Unless they can kill Trump and trigger a civil war that'll be race-based. Power outages, they blame on the Russians, cyber attacks, they're going to go for broke. We are on the edge of just a nightmare situation. But if the governors and the legislatures and the people and the Republicans that are awake, that's about half of them in power, see this and address this as it really is, the globalists are done. This is the big one. They're going to kill Trump, and then they're going to kill Biden, and then they're going to set off car bombs, and then they're going to cause a race war, and they're going to have a cyber attack, a cyber attack claiming Russia, working with Trump supporters, just took down the East Coast grid. I told you that 2 years ago, and then a year later, the FBI goes, we've got intel that the Russians with Trump supporters are going to cut the power. I'm in their mind, folks. I've got them. The minute you see Trump hit the ground, the false flags, the power outages, the cyber attacks, and the hit teams are coming.
And that's the fun part. They've got a team waiting in Austin right now, sitting around eating sub sandwiches, locked and loaded to come kill Pappy Jones. That's the other part of this. I know what comes next. Well, I think this will freak the system out so bad they won't do it. Because, again, I didn't predict all the stuff that came true to have it come true and be proven right. I did it because I knew you wouldn't listen. The first 1,000 predictions that came true, but you listened to the next 1,000. And I've said that 1,000 times. God told me at Waterloo Ice House after I'd done a 2-hour TV show in like 1997 by myself, did a 2-hour show. I'm hungry. I pull in. The restaurant's already closing. They let me in. The guy's mopping. They bring my chicken fried steak, my iced tea. Told the story 100 times, probably 500 times. And the Holy Spirit touched me and said, "You really want to fight evil? Yeah, I do. Well, let me show you what can happen to you if you do." Boom, I got that download. All the persecution, the attacks, everything. I said, "No, I don't want to be with this evil. I want to fight it." "All right, if you're ready, get it. You're about to get the information." Slam. And then it was, "You will lead the movement to expose the New World Order. You will be heavily persecuted. You will not be listened to for decades. But then everything you said before, when it all happens, will be remembered. And then you will get the credibility you need at the key point so that the evil is stopped because the people finally listen to you." And I've told that story hundreds of times for 25 years. I've told that story in the last year probably 100 times. Hell, I may have told the story 1,000 times. You're like, "Yeah, we've heard it. We know. Then get those clips and put them up. It just happened. I'm a guy on Access TV with a local radio show 25 years ago, and God tells me in a restaurant, so I'm not going around delusional how powerful I am. And all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa, the back of my neck's crawling. Whoa, electricity all over me. I was like, did I take 5 hits of acid or something? What's going on? I'm like, bzzz. I'm like, whoa, what the hell? It's like, "Are you listening? You're about to be conscripted if you choose this mission. Are you willing to take it? I'm going to show you the bad stuff first. That's how Holy Spirit works." It's not baby level Holy Spirit where you get saved by God and feel God's presence and you're in God's presence. You know, I already did that years before. So now I ask for the mission. God goes, "Hey, you've been asking for the mission. I've been praying. God, just raise me up to fight evil. I want to be a good person. I hate evil." God's like, "Okay, I'm here. Are you ready now? Let me show you what's going to happen to you, different versions of it, depending on how you operate." It's like 10 minutes, like, God almighty, this is horrible. Like, geez, very scary. But it's like, "No, I want the mission." "All right, turn the electrical switch on." And it's, "You're in the driver's seat, son. You ready?" And I'm given the complete battle plan. That's God. That's real. And I didn't tell this today. After I just made all these predictions you saw come true, I told you this over and over again for 25 years, and now it just happened. Yeah, there are many possible futures, but I see a way, a narrow way through this because God has ordained it. All right. I mean, God is so real, folks. God is amazing. And it gives me solace because you can fear death. And you have consciousness. You're like, "I don't want to lose this. This is amazing." It's like, God's like, "Don't worry. This is just a test. You're going to have the consciousness. The question is, do you want to be with this plan or with these people?" And the Satanists always go, "Yeah, there is a plan. But see, he's a sadist. He let you have the choice." And so they know, no. God's not like you. He gives you free will. God didn't do these bad things. God let us be free, and we did bad things. But God puts his finger on the scale. God gives us a cheat sheet. God didn't throw his children down here and not give them a plan. Hell, he told us 2,000 years ago, everything that's happening now, that is powerful. All right, Edward Dowd's joining us. I got a bunch of news with Democrat congressmen calling for Trump's death. They're completely dangerous, completely desperate, but they will fail. Got the big chart that Trump, Blair, next segment before Dow joins us. Trump says this chart that saved his life. We'll show you that chart and go over it. But I'm going to say this right now. We're reaching, let's be conservative, 50 million people a day right now. And I did some of the numbers this morning. Maybe 0.1% of the listeners ever buy anything. Folks, we need money to fight these people. Plus, we've got products we sell. But just see it as a donation. just make the decision in this critical juncture in history to go to InfoWarsStore.com with a big sale that's going to get InfoWars MD products that are amazing and other big products that are being sold that are on sale right now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The ashwagandha gummies, all of it, InfoWars MD is amazing. And then go to drjonesnaturals.com, separate from InfoWars. Because if they shut down InfoWars, well, we've got a sponsor, my dad, who's a great guy. And he saw this coming years ago when it set up his own warehouse, the products he developed, all of it. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. We're selling out of Next Level Foundational Energy. We're selling out of all the nano silver products. But my dad's doubling down. He's going to reorder. We've got the nano silver toothpaste and the all the other great things that are in it, fluoride free. And we've got the turmeric toothpaste. It's all there. And the silver bullet, 30 parts per million nano silver, and turbo force, 10-hour clean energy. Almost sold out. Rocket rest, incredible, powerful, organic, strong sleep aid, top brain, incredible nootropic top brain. And so many other products like the organic multivitamin that's so good. If it was just a donation, you know you're winning. But you get like the fiber greens, the concentrated seed sprouts that boost your immune system and flush out your guts, the immune support. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. But you've got to make the decision at the critical juncture in history to back the operation that's fighting with every will of its soul, with every ounce of its soul. drjonesnaturals.com. Just DR, like doctor, DR. Don't fill out doctor, just DR, DR, just DR, the word, the letters, drjonesnaturals.com. Go there and fund us. And I should just tell my dad, put a donation button up there. That it'd be easier for people. The point is that I trust in God, but I sit there and I say, God, we're reaching 50 million people a day, and there's barely enough money to operate. I want to hire crew back. I want reporters. I wanted to go to the RNC. I want to go to the DNC. I want to do all these things. We can't do it. God is like, reduce me down to this. And I've sold everything I've got except for the house I live in and one car to fight the enemy. And I'm pleased to do it. But I'm asking for your support now to bet on freedom. I bet on you. God's bet on you. You got to bet on God. Go to drjonesnaturals.com right now and get the great products. We'll be right back.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.